You are on site at first light. The owner points at a wall and says, "Can we move this and add a niche?" Your crew is staged. Drywall arrives in an hour. This is the moment where most jobs slip into guesswork, hurt feelings, and unpaid work. Not yours. You open your change ticket, snap two photos with a date tag, and write one clear line. You know the price path, the schedule check, and who can sign. You have a unit rate for the niche, a lead time note for the trim, and a short script you practiced at kickoff. You explain options, show your math, and send the form for signature. Work keeps moving. The owner feels heard. Your crew knows what to do. No voice is raised. No one storms off. This is not luck. This is a system. You built it before day one. Chapter 1. Set the rules before day one. Hook, one line. Win change orders by setting clear rules before crews touch a tool. Scope. Use this setup for residential and light commercial jobs where you hold the contract or manage a major trade. It fits general contracting, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, and finishes. Build these rules during pre-construction and lock them before mobilization. Do not use this to price work or shift schedules. You are building a playbook only. Safety. No extra work starts without written approval. Verbal requests lead to unsafe rushes and hidden hazards. Protect client privacy when you store forms and photos. Keep signatures secure. Remind every foreman to stop work if instructions are unclear or unsigned. Tools and materials. Project contract with a clear change order clause. Scope boundary sheet in plain language. Allowance schedule with overage rules. Unit price sheet for common ads. Lead time note and escalation ladder. Approval authority tree with dollar limits. Standard forms for change tickets, directives, and orders. Change order log with numbering rules. Kickoff talk script. Setup, sit with your project team. Fill in names, emails, and roles for every approver. Pick a simple file path for all forms. Decide a numbering format now. Load the forms on devices your team uses in the field. Run one short rehearsal. Fix anything that slows the flow. Step 1. Write the change order clause in plain language. State when a change order is required. Tie it to any change in scope, cost, or time. State what goes into a request, including a one-line description, photos, the time impact, and the price method. Require written approval before work begins. Include how disputes move up the chain. Keep it short and free of legal jargon. Step 2. Draw the scope boundary in a single page. List what is in and what is out for your contract. Mention finishes, fixtures, and site work. Note any items the owner supplies. Call out any unclear areas where work touches other trades. Add one line that says changes outside this boundary move through the change order process you set. Step 3. Build the allowance schedule with clear overage rules. List each allowance item with a budget, a unit, and a source for selection. Write how selections are approved, how overages are priced, and how credits work when the chosen item comes in below budget. Put one example in numbers, written for the ear. For example, say this: tile allowance is $3 per square foot. If the owner selects a tile at $5 per square foot, the difference is $2 per square foot, plus sales tax and delivery. Step 4. Create a unit price sheet for common ads. Pick 10 to 20 items you see on most jobs. Examples include a recessed light, one outlet, one switch, one square foot of tile underlayment, or one linear foot of baseboard. Write each as a simple line with labor, material, and install included. Add a date and a note that unit prices hold for the life of the job unless material markets shift beyond a stated percent. Read that percent twice on the sheet for clarity. Step 5. Write the lead time note and the escalation ladder. Tell the client how long pricing and approval takes for a simple change. For example, one business day for a unit priced item, 3 days for a quoted item. List who handles delays or stuck decisions. Start with the project manager. Move to the operations lead. End with the company principal. Give each rung one direct phone number and one email. Promise response times that you will meet. Step 6. Map the approval authority tree with dollar limits. Assign levels. For small items, the superintendent signs up to a set amount. Above that, the project manager signs. Above that, the owner or client rep signs. Write hard numbers next to each name. Include time impact limits as well. If a change adds days beyond a set limit, push it up the tree. Step 7. Load standard form templates and lock the fields. create three forms. The change ticket opens the record, carries the one-line description, photos, and references in our FI if needed. The change directive authorizes urgent work, while pricing follows. The change order revises the contract sum and days. Lock must fill fields with date, job name, location tag, and who requested the change. Add a signature block on each. Step 8. Set the change order log format and numbering. Pick a short code for the job. Add the year. Add a three-digit counter. For example, HVAC-25-001. Create headings for status, description, price, time impact, date opened, date approved, who signed, and invoice link. Teach the team to update the log once per day. Put the log on a board in the trailer and in the shared drive. Step 9. Practice the kickoff talk and deliver it on day 0. Write your script in short lines. Keep the tone calm. Promise prompt action and honest math. Ask for written requests only. Tell the crew how to respond when an owner or designer asks for a change in the field. Close with where to find the forms and who to call first. Kickoff talk script, short version. Thanks for trusting us with this work. Here is how we handle changes. If you want to add or revise something, tell us in writing. We open a ticket and snap a couple photos. For common items, we use unit prices. For other items, we quote it with the lead time noted. We show our math. Nothing starts until you sign. Small urgent items use a field form, still in writing. If a decision stalls, we use this ladder. Start with me. If I miss your call, here is my boss. You will know where your request sits every day. This way the project stays safe, on schedule, and on budget. Verify. Do a dry run before mobilization. Open a sample ticket. Attach two photos. Push it through each form. Update the log. Print one report. Read each line aloud to check clarity. Confirm every approver signs with date and time. Make sure the numbering rolls to 002 on the next test. Time the exercise. Your goal is under 10 minutes end-to-end for a unit-priced item. Common fails and fixes. Missing scope boundary. Fix by writing a one-page in-or-out list and getting a signature at kickoff. Unit prices feel vague. Fix by spelling out what is included and stating the effective date. Read the date twice. No clear authority. Fix by printing the approval tree with dollar and day limits and posting it where everyone can see it. Forms buried in email. Fix by pinning them to the top of the shared folder and storing hard copies in the trailer. Log drifts out of date. Fix by making daily update a standing task for the superintendent at a set hour. Kickoff talk runs long. Fix by rehearsing and trimming to 5 minutes with 1 minute for questions. Document for inspector and warranty. Save the signed scope boundary, allowance schedule, and approval tree in your closeout binder. Keep the original templates with version dates. Store meeting minutes from kickoff with a photo of the posted process board. Keep a list of all attendees at the kickoff. Photograph the trailer wall that shows the forms, the log, and the phone list. Those items protect you when memories fade at the end of the job. Recap. Rules first. Write the clause, draw the boundary, and post the approval tree. Make speed possible. Use unit prices, tight forms, and a log with simple numbering. Teach the team. Run the kickoff, rehearse the steps, and verify the dry run. Chapter 2. Spot the change early and open a ticket. Hook, one line. Catch the change first, open a ticket fast, keep tools moving on approved work only. Scope. Use this on every active job, from rough into punch. It fits residential and light commercial. The goal is clean facts captured before extra work begins. No pricing or schedule edits here. You open the record and freeze scope creep. Safety. Stop work in the affected area once a trigger appears. Keep the rest of the site safe and moving. Mark off any hazard. Do not let a verbal request push crews into rushed actions. Tools and materials. Daily walk checklist. Phone or tablet with camera. Change ticket form. Our FI form. Room and grid tags. Blue tape or chalk for field labels. Pencil and small pad. Setup. Set a fixed time for a daily walk. Walk the same loop. Name each zone. Load the ticket and our FI forms on your device. Test photo date tags. Agree on a simple room naming scheme. Steps. Walk the site and use the checklist. Start at the same point each day. Look for mismatches with plans, missing items, late selections, or vendor substitutions. Note any inspector comments posted on site. Spot a trigger and pause that slice of work. Common triggers: owner request, concealed condition, inspector directive, design revision, vendor substitution. Say out loud you are pausing this area while you open a ticket. Keep unrelated crews moving. Open a change ticket immediately. Use your device. Create a new record. Fill job name, date, time, and location. Tag the zone by room and grid, or by elevation. Write a one-line description in plain words. Use object, action, location. Example: move wall 12 inches at hall bath west side. Add a niche 20 inches wide. Capture photo proof with date and location in frame. Take 2 to 4 photos from different angles. Include a room tag or blue tape label in the shot. If needed, place a tape measure in view for scale. Cross-reference in our FI when scope or spec is unclear. Open in our FI if the plan or spec leaves a gap. Put the RFI number on the ticket. Note who will answer. Keep the question tight. Enter placeholders for time and cost only. Write time impact pending and price pending. Do not guess. Add a simple note on what work is paused to control risk. Notify the approver named on the tree. Send the ticket to the right signer. Use the agreed subject line and include the photos. Log the ticket number in your daily report. Verify. Open the ticket record. Confirm date, time, and location are correct. Confirm a one-line description exists. Confirm 2 photos show the condition before change. Confirm our FI cross-reference when needed. Confirm time pending and price pending appear on the form. Confirm the right person received the notice. Target total time under 10 minutes from trigger to notice sent. Common fails and fixes. Crew starts extra work before the record exists. Fix by stopping, taking photos of current state, and noting any rework caused by early action. Description reads vague. Fix by rewriting with object, action, location in one line. No date or location on photos. Fix by turning on date tags and placing a room label in the frame before you shoot. Ticket lives only on a phone. Fix by logging the number in the daily report and posting to the shared folder before day end. Trigger missed during walk. Fix by tightening the checklist and walking at the same time each day. Document for inspector and warranty. Attach the ticket, photos, and our FI link to the daily report. List paused work by room. Add the ticket number to the master change log under open. Store all files in the project path you set in Chapter 1. These items prove you acted with care and kept scope changes under control. Recap: walk daily with a checklist and fixed route. Open a ticket at the first trigger with one line and photos. Hold time and prices pending, then notify the right signer. Chapter 4: Protect the schedule. Hook: one line. Guard time first so change orders do not sink the job. Scope: use this as soon as a change is priced and before anyone moves crews. It fits residential and light commercial. The goal is a short, honest time note that keeps the plan real. You do not collect signatures or bill here. You only protect time. Safety: do not rush crews into hot work or ladder work to make up time. Keep access clear. Post any closed areas. Confirm delivery paths. Stay safe when you reshuffle trades. Tools and materials: current schedule with critical path marked. Look ahead plan for 2 weeks. Crew roster with skills. Supplier lead time notes. Weather calendar. Coordination board. Short schedule slip note template. Setup: open the change ticket and the latest schedule. Mark the task that the change touches. Note the float in days on that path. Note upcoming inspections and deliveries. Steps: do a quick time impact check. State the task the change touches. List the tasks before it and after it. Write one line on how the change shifts that link. Check the critical path and float. Define float in plain words. Float is free time on a path before the end date moves. If float is 0, the path is critical. Write the float number for this path. Test crew reshuffle options. List 2 or 3 ways to keep work flowing. Example: split one crew, pull a helper from finishes, or swap a low-impact task into this slot. Note any overtime risks. Confirm delivery lead times and shocks. Read the supplier notes. Find the longest wait. If a part slips, write the date you expect and one plan to bridge the gap. Account for weather days and access windows. Check the forecast. If exterior work is coming, add weather risk in days. Check when other trades need the same space. Note any stacking risk. Coordinate with other trades. Call or meet the affected leads. Share the one-line impact. Agree on who works first in tight areas. Update the look-ahead with names and dates. Issue a short schedule slip note tied to the ticket. Write a three-line note. State the ticket number. State the time impact in days. State the plan you chose to keep flow. Post it to the board and the shared drive. Verify. The note names the ticket, the task, and the time impact in days. The float number is recorded. A delivery date is written. The look-ahead shows the new order of work. A trade lead has confirmed the handoff. Your coordination board matches the note. Common fails and fixes. No float recorded. Fix by marking the path and writing one float number. Crew reshuffle adds risk. Fix by listing who does what and on which day so no task overlaps ladders or lifts. Supplier date assumed. Fix by calling once and writing one ship date with a name. Weather ignored. Fix by adding one weather day buffer if exterior or roof work is in play. Trades collide on access. Fix by assigning time blocks and posting them in the trailer. Document for inspector and warranty. Save the slip note with the ticket number. Save any emails that confirm delivery dates. Save the updated look ahead and a photo of the board. These items show you managed time with care and kept the site orderly. Recap. Check impact fast and write the float. Reshuffle crews on paper before you touch the field. Publish a three-line slip note and keep work flowing. Chapter 5. Get the approval in writing. Hook. One line. Lock the change with a clear signature before the first cut. Scope. Use this when price and time notes are set. Your goal is a signed directive or a signed change order that matches the ticket. This fits residential and light commercial. You are not negotiating or billing here. You are capturing written approval so work can start. Safety. Do not start extra work on a verbal yes. Keep field copies of the forms in the trailer. Protect private data on any device that holds signatures. Train leads to stop if a form is missing a date, a name, or a signature. Tools and materials. Change directive form. Change order form. Field authorization slip for small urgent items. Device for digital signatures. Paper set as backup. Daily report template. Photo log folder. Red pen for as-built markups. Master change log. Setup. Open the ticket and price sheet. Confirm the one-line scope, photos, and time note. Pick which approval you need. A directive authorizes work now while price follows. A change order revises dollars and days. Steps. Choose directive or change order. Use a change directive when the work must start before a full price is final. State the scope and limits in one short paragraph. Use a change order when scope, price, and time are all set. The change order updates the contract sum and the contract days. Check authority levels before you send. Look at your approval tree from Chapter 1. Match the dollar amount and day impact to the right signer. If the change crosses a limit, send to the next level. Do not guess. Write the approver's name on the form. Use a field authorization for small urgent items. If a minor fix must happen today, use the field slip. Keep it to clear scope and a small cap. For example, patch one hole in drywall, not to exceed 2 hours of labor and one sheet of material. The slip still needs a signature and a date. Capture the signature digitally, back it up on paper. Send the form for electronic signature. Confirm the timestamp. Save the signed PDF in the ticket folder. Print one copy for the site binder. If the signer is on site, you may sign on paper and scan it to the folder the same day. Tie approval to the daily report and photo log. In your daily report, list the ticket number, the form type, the signer, and the time signed. Add at least 2 photos of the area before work starts. Name the images with the ticket number and the date. Mark as-built changes on the drawings. Use a red pen on a clean set kept for as-builts. Draw the moved wall, added outlet, or new niche. Write the ticket number next to the mark. This set will feed the final as-built package at closeout. Update the master change log. Enter status as approved. Add the date signed, signer name, dollar amount, and day impact. Link the signed form and the photo log folder. Check the counter to ensure numbering stays in sequence. Verify. Form type matches the need. The right authority signed. The signature shows a date and time. The file sits in the correct ticket folder and in the site binder. The daily report lists the approval details. 2 photos are saved with clear names. The as-built sheet shows the change with a ticket tag. The master log shows approved with amount and days. Common fails and fixes. Wrong person signed. Fix by voiding the form, sending to the correct approver, and logging the void with a note. Signatures without dates. Fix by reissuing the form and asking for a dated sign. Field work started on a verbal. Fix by stopping, gathering photos of current state, and issuing a field slip with a cap, signed the same day. Digital file lost. Fix by pulling the paper backup from the binder and scanning it to the folder. As built ignored. Fix by setting a weekly 5-minute markup routine and checking the sheet at the Monday huddle. Document for inspector and warranty. Keep the signed directive or change order, the daily report entry, and the pre-work photos together. Keep the as-built mark and the master log printout for that ticket. These prove the work was authorized, defined, and tracked. Recap. Pick the right form. Directive for urgent scope. Change order for final scope, price, and time. Check authority. Get a dated signature. Save digital and paper copies. Link approval to daily reports, photo log, as-builts, and the master log. Chapter 6. Talk it through without a fight. Hook. One line. Keep the talk calm. Show your math, and walk out aligned. Scope. Use this for sit-downs with an owner, a general contractor, or a subcontractor about a live change ticket. The goal is understanding and a clear next step. You do not collect money here. You secure agreement to sign or to escalate. Safety. Do not argue in front of crews. Choose a quiet spot away from ladders and tools. Do not promise work beyond your authority. Stop the meeting if voices rise. Resume after a short break. Tools and materials, your ticket printout, the show your math packet, options sheet with 2 or 3 paths, not to exceed template, simple agenda with 3 lines, escalation ladder from chapter 1, a timer, a pen for notes, setup, tell the other side the time and purpose in 1 short message, pick a neutral place, set a 15-minute cap, load the packet on your device and bring 1 paper copy, write today's date on the agenda and the ticket number at the top. Steps. Open with facts, not opinions. Lay the ticket on the table. Read the one-line scope. Slide 2 photos across. Say this line. Here is what changed and where it sits. Then stop and let them look. Show your math, 1 line at a time. Read the price summary slowly. Material. Labor. Burden. Overhead. Profit. Permit or dumpster if used. Lead time. Time impact in days. Pause after each line to let questions land. End with the method you chose. Fixed price. Time and materials with a cap. Unit rate. Allowance reconciliation. Offer real options, not pressure. Present 2 or 3 paths. Swap scope to hold budget. Choose a different spec that ships faster. Stage the work and hold finishes until other trades are clear. For each option, state 1 number and 1 time note. Do not flood the table with choices. Use a not to exceed when unknowns remain. If a wall must be opened or a depth is unknown, set a cap. State what is included and what is not. Read the cap twice for clarity. Promise a reconciliation within 1 work day after the unknown is measured. Handle silence and pushback with steady lines. If the room goes quiet, count to 5, then ask, what part needs more detail? If you hear, you should have known, answer with, here is where the original scope stopped and why this is a change. If you hear, that number feels high, reply with, here is the math and the quote date. Which line would you like to adjust? Keep tone plain and neutral. Use short words. No blame. Replace always and never with today and this item. Keep your hands open and your posture relaxed. Your job is clarity. The signature follows clarity. Escalate with respect if stuck. Look at the timer at minute 10. If you are not within 1 step of a yes, move to the ladder. Say, I am at the edge of my authority. The next approver is ready today at 2. I will send the packet now. Book the follow-up before you leave the room. Close with a single next step. Say the action, the owner, and the time. For example, you will review option 2 and sign the change order by 4 this afternoon. I will hold crews on approved work and release the purchase order at 4:15. Write the line on the agenda and read it back. Verify. Your notes show the ticket number, the date, who is present, and the agreed next step with a time. The packet is attached to the ticket folder. The option selected is circled on paper or marked in the PDF. If a cap was used, the cap number is written twice and a deadline to reconcile is set. If you escalated, the next meeting is on the calendar. Plain talk scripts. Opening. Here is the change, one line with photos. Math. Material is this number. Labor is this number. Burden, overhead, and profit are these numbers. The lead time is this many days. Options. You can keep the spec and add 2 days. You can pick this alternate and keep the schedule. You can shift scope from this area to this area and hold budget. Cap. Unknown behind this wall. Work under a cap of $1,000. I will measure and reconcile within 1 workday. Stuck. I hear your concern. Here is the boundary in the original scope. Here is the added work. Let us bring in the next approver at 2. Close. We agreed on option 2. You will sign by 4. I will release materials at 4:15. Common fails and fixes. Talking without the packet. Fix by pausing the meeting, printing the packet, and resuming with numbers on the table. Too many options. Fix by cutting to 2 paths that you can deliver today. Promising beyond authority. Fix by naming your limit up front and booking the next person. Email fight after the meeting. Fix by sending a 2-line recap within 1 hour that states the decision and the time. Attach the packet again. Cap with fuzzy scope. Fix by writing what the cap covers and what it does not. Set a recon time in writing. Document for inspector and warranty. Scan the agenda with signatures or initials. Save your notes in the ticket folder. Save the packet and any supplier quotes. Save the 2-line recap email. Update the master log with pending signature or approved based on the outcome. Recap. Start with the facts and the photos. Show your math and give 2 real options. If stuck, escalate with respect and end with 1 next step. Chapter 7. Bill clean and learn fast. Hook. 1 line. Close the loop with clear billing and walk away paid and stronger. Scope. Use this when changed work is complete or staged for billing. It fits residential and light commercial. Your goal is to add the approved change to the draw, update contract sum in days, protect lien rights, and log lessons for the next job. You are not pricing or negotiating here. You are documenting, billing, and improving the system. Safety. Keep private data secure on every invoice and folder. Store signatures and IDs behind access controls. Do not leave binders in trucks. When you photograph work for proof, keep people out of the frame. Tools and materials, master change log. Sign change orders and directives. Progress billing template. Schedule with revised days. Photo proof of completed items. Delivery slips. Timesheets and daily reports. Lien notice calendar for your state. Warranty statement. Closeout review form. KPI tracker. Setup. Open the master log. Filter to approved and completed. Match each ticket to photos and daily reports. Note retainage rules on the prime contract. Note payment dates and any notice windows in your state. Steps. Roll the change into progress billing. Open the current draw. Add a line for each approved change. Reference the ticket and the signed form. Attach 1 photo that shows completion to the level you are billing. If the change is partial, bill the percent complete and write the percent in words. Update the contract sum in days. On the change summary, write the original contract sum, total approved changes to date, and the new contract sum. Do the same for time. Original days, total added days, and new contract days. Keep the format the same on every job, so the owner reads it fast. Handle retainage cleanly. State retainage rate once for the job. Apply it to the change line if the prime contract requires it. If retainage does not apply to time and materials lines, mark that clearly. Read the rate aloud when you review the draw with the owner or the general contractor. Prove or defend back charges with evidence. If you receive a back charge notice, open a mini file. Place the notice, your daily reports, photos, and any emails inside. Write a 2-line timeline that shows what happened and who did what. If the charge is valid, issue a clean credit tied to a ticket. If not, send a calm 2-line response with dates and proof. Protect lien rights and notice windows. Mark required notices on your calendar based on your state rules. Send preliminary notice if your state requires it. Track delivery dates. If payment runs past the agreed date, follow your contract steps. Send a polite reminder, then a formal notice, then the next step on your ladder. Keep tone steady and factual. State warranty scope for changed work. Attach a 1-page warranty statement to the change package. State the term for labor and materials on changed work. If work ties into old surfaces, set limits that are fair and clear. For example, patch and paint blend within a room. Color match not guaranteed across sun-aged areas. Close the ticket in the field and in the log. Confirm as built, show the change with the ticket number. Upload final photos with the room tag and date in the frame. Change the log status to build. Add the invoice number and the date sent. When paid, flip status to paid and record the date funds clear. Run the end of job review. Meet for 30 minutes with the superintendent and project manager. Pull 5 tickets from the job. Ask 3 questions. Where did we lose time? Where did we argue? Which template line or script saved us? Write brief notes and file them under lessons. Tune templates and track team KPIs. If the team found a weak line, fix the template now. Do not wait for the next project. Update the unit price sheet if market shifts made 2 lines stale. Track simple numbers each month. Average days from ticket to signature. Percent approved on first pass. Average days from invoice to payment on changes. Number of disputes. Keep the chart on one page. Verify. Progress billing shows each change as its own line with the ticket number. The revised contract sum and days are written and add up. Retainage is applied correctly. Back charge files include proof and a 2-line timeline. Lien notice dates are marked and sent on time. Warranty scope sheet sits in the change package. The log shows billed or paid with dates. Lessons and KPIs are updated. Common fails and fixes. Missing photo proof on billed items. Fix by making a 1-minute site sweep before each draw. Snap a room tag in frame and upload the shots with the ticket number in the file name. Retainage misapplied. Fix by writing the rule at the top of the draw and checking each line against it. Read the rate allowed during the review. Lien window missed. Fix by building a simple calendar with alerts set 1 week early. Use job name and ticket in each alert. Back charge drifts into a fight. Fix by sending a calm 2-line timeline with photos attached. Ask 1 question. What line would you adjust based on this proof? Lessons never change the form. Fix by updating the template the same day as the review and posting a new version date. Document for inspector and warranty. Bundle the signed change, the percent complete photo, the invoice page, and the as-built mark. Keep the warranty sheet and the delivery slip with that bundle. Export the log filtered to that ticket with status paid and place it in the closeout folder. These items protect payment and set clear terms for service calls. Recap. Bill each change on its own line with proof tied to a ticket. Write the new contract sum and days and apply retainage right. Protect lien rights, state warranty scope, log lessons, and tune the system.